Tricky husbands.
Two-timing wives.
Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
Oh. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And did you know, back when we first started this segment, it was originally called Trusted. And our listeners would tell us stories of their significant others being completely 100% faithful and honest with each other.
Yeah. So boring, though.
Yeah,
they, oh my God, I went through his phone and he's
nothing.
An angel.
Yeah.
They say things like, I came home early from work and there was my boyfriend waiting patiently with a lobster dinner that he'd prepared from scratch and the gemstone bracelet I told him about 2 years ago, and we'd all yell, Trusted!
Oh, oh man.
Got you good, bro.
Yeah, but there weren't very many stories.
I was gonna say we ran out.
Yeah. It wasn't very juicy or very much fun.
So he remembered our anniversary.
Yeah.
Trusted!
So instead, we switched it to stories about unfaithful idiots. And now it's called Busted.
Yeah.
Much more entertaining.
And a lot more entries.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still wish we had Trusted.
But if you haven't heard it before, it's where we help our listeners call out their lying, cheating, scumbag exes for a little radio revenge. And we already have a few listeners who've called in with their own personal caught cheating stories. Let's go to the phones. Arabelle, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, well, we were actually driving together, and he got pulled over because he was speeding, because he was always speeding.
Yeah, hey, don't hate him up for that. That's not a big
deal. He's like speed racer.
Okay. He's just like one of those guys that gets really close to the car in front of him, but whatever. That's not even the point.
Yeah.
But he gets pulled over, and there's like a lady cop, and she comes up to the window, and he asked me to get his registration to hand to her, and when I opened his glove box, this like neon pink lacy bra that's definitely not my size came tumbling out into my lap.
Shut up. Oh, the timing. I mean, and you can't commit a crime because a police officer is right there.
What happened?
Well, I lost it, obviously. I kind of flipped out to the degree you can in front of a police officer, but ended up being awesome that she was there because she was obviously on my side.
Yeah.
She wrote him like a huge ticket.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Karma.
At least he didn't do what every cheater does and was like, no, it's mine. It's mine. Oh, yeah. You know?
But at the same time, you really shouldn't touch a man's glove box.
Oh, it's her fault.
It's like their man
about?
Cave. You know,
that
their mini man
it.
Cave in the car. That's
what
kind of a guy's space.
In a glove box?
None of your business, Brooke.
That's
not what.
Gloves. Not gloves, Brooke. That's the answer.
Yeah, let's go to our next caller. Caleb, tell us how you busted your significant other.
I took my car into the body shop.
Okay.
I need to get oil changed and tires rotated.
Okay.
So I'm hanging out and I see a calendar on the wall and it has a beautiful girl on there, shapely, curvaceous.
Okay.
And I said, damn, this girl looks kind of familiar. Mm. So I walk up and get closer to the calendar and I realize it's my girlfriend.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, is she a model or something?
No, that's what blew my mind is a picture of my girlfriend in a bikini of all things.
Oh, no.
What's happening?
So, yeah, how does this have to do with cheating, though?
So I flipped through the calendar, and, like, every picture is of her. It was a personalized calendar that she made.
Oh. It was, like, a gift, of like, really terrible gift, though. I mean, nobody wants. I mean, does any man really want a calendar every 12 months?
Come on, Brooke.
Yeah, I don't know.
So what happened?
So I asked the mechanic, I said, hey, how'd you get this calendar? That's my girlfriend on the calendar. And he said, no, that's my girlfriend. And we had words.
Oh.
And he told me that she got it for him as a birthday gift a few months ago.
Oh,
oh
no.
My God.
No. Oh, why not and you, print two?
And you're like, she only got me socks.
Yeah.
Pretty much, and Brute cologne. That's about it.
My dad wears Brute.
That's terrible.
Dude, that sucks. All right, let's keep going. Harmony, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, so I've been dating this guy for like 2 years or whatever, and he suddenly got very religious. Mm. He bought himself a Bible, like a brand new Bible. He loved it. He brought it everywhere with him. It's fine. So anyway.
It sounds fine. It sounds fine when you say it.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Okay. Just keep telling yourself that.
All right.
So, you know, one day I'm cleaning my apartment, and, you know, we'd stay at each other's apartments. And
isn't that sinful?
I know. and he had left his Bible, his precious Bible, and I knocked it over, and then these pieces of paper just flipped out, and I picked them up to put it all back, okay. And on the pieces of paper were women's names with phone numbers.
Shut up.
Whoa. There were like 7 or 10 of them. There was a handful. There wasn't just one.
Dang. Not Bible verses.
Yeah. He gets home like, honey, you need to check John 23:4.
Yeah. We shall pray to Samantha 6:9.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Did you ever bring it up to him?
I did. So I confronted him, and he admitted, you know, being the Christian man that he is, that he wasn't going to church to actually, like, pray or be religious.
Oh, no.
He was going so that he could meet the single ladies in the community.
Wow.
Okay.
And church girls are boring. All that effort to meet church girls?
Oh, now? Man, you're going to have some church girls texted in right now.
Oh, yeah.
Every church girl I've met is exactly what they sound
well,
like.
Well, they're repressed, so they're just waiting for the right guy to come along.
I'm waiting to meet those ones.
Okay, well, that was another amazing edition of Busted. Remember, if you want to be on it, you could text in to 78592, share your story, and you could be on the next edition of Busted. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.